Hey everybody, it's Lauren, and welcome to another episode of Fit Friends Friday. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about keeping that spark alive for fitness. I'm going to give you 3 tips on how to stay in love with fitness over the years. I first fell in love with exercise in high school about 11, 12 years ago. And there have been times where I've been head over heels with what I've been doing. And then there's times that I've just been working out just because I know that it's good for me. Your relationship with exercise is kind of like your relationship with a spouse. There's going to be times that you want to go to the gym, you know, you're so into it. And then other times that you're like, I got to go, so I'm going to go. The tips I'm going to give you today are going to keep you excited about what you're doing and keep you focused so that you can stay healthy over the years. First things first, don't get discouraged if you start to feel that passion fade. A lot of times you'll find an exercise that you love. You know, you maybe you always ran and you did core at the gym, right? That's what a lot of us start with. And then all of a sudden you came across Zumba and now you're obsessed. You know, it's the right thing for you and you love it. That's what we call a soulmate workout. But then you do it for a couple years and you know, that passion, that love for it starts to fade. That's natural. That's going to happen to so many of us. And it happens to instructors as well. We'll fall in love with formats that we teach. And over the years, I mean, the passion, the love for that format fades. So you either dig deeper into that format of exercise or you move on. So my tips for you today are things to try before you decide to move on. Let's use the example of lifting weights. Maybe you're going to a specific class at the gym where you're lifting weights. My first tip for you is to set a unique goal, a goal that you've never set before. So maybe you've always been focused on the physical changes that you see with exercise. You know, you've been focused on weight changes and body fat percentages and your measurements. Well, set a goal based on your performance. Maybe it's how many pounds can you squat? Maybe it's how fast can you run a mile? Set a new goal that's going to re-energize you and refocus you on exercise. Many of us start out in exercise by focusing on losing weight, getting stronger, a lot of the physical changes, which is great. But over time, you're either going to hit a lot of those goals or you're just going to kind of lose interest in some of them. So many times, people move from the physical side of fitness, the physical benefits, and they move to the performance. How can you just be a better athlete? So that's my first tip for you. My second tip is to run a personal experiment. What I mean by this is give yourself a specific duration that you're really going to dig deep into your fitness and your health. Clean up your nutrition. Commit to going to the gym 5 days a week. Take your measurements before. Take pictures. Just really dig into your personal goals. Maybe you've kind of started slacking or, you know, you just haven't had that focus that you had in the beginning. This is a chance to really put yourself to the test. I recommend at least a month, you know, at least a month of an experiment for you to really see results. But like I said, take your measurements, take photos so that you can track and see the results that you're getting over 1, 2, 3 months. And maybe you don't think the exercise you're doing anymore is really getting you results. That might be the case. It might be that your body has plateaued because it's so used to this specific type of exercise. So this type of personal experiment is going to tell you, am I still improving physically? Am I still improving my performance? So tip number 2 was run a personal experiment. Tip number 3 is to add in a new type of exercise. So don't replace what you're doing with a new type of exercise yet, but add something else in. So with our example of lifting weights, maybe you're not doing a lot of flexibility training. So you know that there's a class at your gym that's flexibility that you can go to one time a week. Add that in and see how that re-energizes you. Or if you go to a studio that only does one specific type of exercise, then maybe buy a DVD or just buy a foam roller and add some more mobility training into your week. You could also do this with more of a fun dance class. You know, maybe you're usually the type of person that goes in the gym and just lifts and runs and just hits it hard every day. Add something that's a little bit more fun, a little more low impact, to kind of re-energize you. So that's your third tip, is to add in a new format once a week. I would love to hear what tips that you try to keep yourself in love with exercise. Now, it's okay if we fall out of love and, you know, we're going just to kind of go, but it's so much more fun and it's so much more likely that we're going to stick with it long term if we do really love what we're doing. Our goal is to help you guys stay healthy long term. You know, not this year, not next year, but 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road. We want to be doing this together in 20 years. That's the goal. Please send us any of your questions to fitfriendshappyhour@gmail.com or find us on Instagram. You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts or Stitcher. Have a great weekend and we will talk to you on Monday. Bye.